Yeah, I was using it for All-Star applications, and I had the old HamVoIP system, and for no particular reason, I just stopped using it just for no reason. And evidently, they upgraded their software, and I tried to use it one day, and I wasn't getting anywhere. And the next thing you know, I look at the display on the radio, and there's two bars showing receive Wisconsin and receive. And of course, when I try to transmit, it says you can't do that because there's something receiving. And just sitting there without even having an antenna connected or nothing, there's two bars on receive. And I thought, what the heck is this all about? And I don't understand. So it seems to me that means there's some kind of a malfunction inside the radio. And I tried doing a factory reset for it, and it didn't really do any good. But then again, I don't have the, I mean, I may not have been doing it correctly. So I gotta, again, do some more research on it. I got a 220 rig, and I got a 2 meter rig that's supposed to be the same basic model, different frequency bands, and they're both doing the same thing. So I don't know what's going on there. But the reason I bought those radios in the first place, and this is the one I use for that 220 network out in California, worked very well. Worked very well. But if I can get those to work, then that would be great for doing wind make stuff because they're 25-watt radios and they're, perfect. But I want to get them to work, and I can't because go ahead.